Bannerbox Radio. You won't believe it's not butter. Hey, what's going on, folks? Welcome back to Bannerbox Radio. This is going to be episode 31 for September the 29th. Looka there. Heyo, I'm Thomas Towson. This is Dan Knight. What's going on?
Ew.
Ew.
Yes.
Does daylight come and me one go home?
Mm-hmm.
So we're back again this week to do what we do, which is,
the doo-doo.
What do we do?
The doo-doo.
The voodoo I do?
You, who do you do? Voodoo?
No, we do weird news. If this is your first time listening to the show, if you don't like that, then why did you download this?
Listen to the regular news.
Yep, you know, no. Dan, they say nothing but lies. We're here to bring you cold, hard facts. That's fact-checked right. Meticulously against records.
On Wikipedia.
That's correct. But, Daniel.
Yes?
We're back.
We're back in black.
I mean, we were also back last week.
But now we're back again?
And the week before.
Oh.
And the previous 28 other times, we were also back.
How about that?
But we're going to continue to be back. And just get right into news. We could sit here and gab, or we could go right in, and that's what we're gonna do.
We could sit here and we could talk about what day it is, if we wanted to.
No, I figure we just skip that altogether.
Because that's not a staple of the show anymore.
No, we've never done it before, so why start now? No, today, thank you for reminding me. Today is a day that I love and cherish, and I think many Americans love and cherish. Today is actually, I joke about it all the time, today might actually be a staple of American history. Today is National Coffee Day.
Oh.
Possibly the most American beverage ever devised.
In America, was it conceived in America?
No, I don't think so. But it is now.
We have adopted it as our own.
You know, the history's written by the victors, and we've taken coffee. So... I celebrated by having the same cup of coffee that I have every morning, and that is not to say that I just split one cup of coffee every day. You know,
that's
disgusting. Working on one my entire life, but
it's either a large cup or you're really rationing it.
You know what's weird too? I don't think I've ever mentioned this before. I never used to drink coffee. Well, no, that's not true. I stopped. Megan and I both stopped drinking coffee for a substantial amount of time.
I remember that.
Like it was purely tea for a while, trying to wean out a bunch of caffeine, and then you know the devil's brown liquid came over and tapped me on the shoulder, and it was one of those things where I was at work one day and I had slept very poorly the night before and I was like, all right, let's just do this. I need something. The only thing within reach is a cup of coffee. I grabbed a cup of coffee, realized how much the better the rest of the day was, and have been doing that now for a while. For a year now at least, back on a every morning coffee.
Every morning coffee.
That's the name of my new band, yes.
Indie band.
Every morning coffee. But no, coffee is wonderful, and we should celebrate it. So I did.
So I wrote a song about it.
Can I learn that song?
You sure can.
Dan, give me some stories. Hit me with that hard-hitting news.
This is going to punch you in the gut and leave you speechless.
All right.
A man was caught relieving himself in the street... Oh, wait, sorry. Let me redo that one. A man was caught relieving himself in the street and ended up losing more than he intended.
No, how much?
Well, after being caught urinating in public in a Brooklyn street in the early hours, Javier Thomas made a quick decision.
Yes.
The 26-year-old Javier Thomas.
Yes.
Not you.
What's... Okay.
He decided to ditch his 9mm Glock pistol he was carrying. Unfortunately...
Why would he need a Glock to pee? Hard-hitting questions.
That's true. You gotta protect your own.
Urine.
yeah, that's right. So people are gonna run over and try to steal it. That's a urine thieves in Brooklyn. You gotta be prepared.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah. They'll take anything not
nailed down.
Not like urine. So he was discovered urinating in public, which is, you can get slapped on the wrist,
face.
In the face by the long arm of the law, for doing that. And and he was spotted. So he's like, oh, I got to get rid of this gun. So he took it and he shot himself in the, man parts with it.
What?
Yes.
What?
He's like, oh no. And then
what?
He pulled the gun and shot himself.
Well, why?
Okay, well, I have a theory.
Okay, I'd love to hear it. I am all ears.
May not be correct.
Uh-huh.
But maybe he had too much urine for one hole, and so he decided to create a new one.
At least two more.
To alleviate the pressure in his bladder. I don't think that's probably not what happened, I think.
Also not how that worked. Well, maybe it does. Maybe it does work like that.
Maybe it's
that
I mean, simple. Depending on where you shoot.
Yeah, that's true.
You create a new spout, as it were. Yeah, so...
I don't like that.
Either way, he was carted off to Kings County Hospital with a non-life-threatening wound and was later arrested on charges of weapon possession and reckless endangerment, even if it was
and
of his own person.
Criminal mischief.
No. No criminal mischief. No. Not this time.
All right.
I guess it wasn't mischievous to shoot yourself in the junk.
I disagree.
Hmm?
I disagree. That's mischievous.
To yourself?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to play a prank on my own.
Hey, bro, thing. It's a prank. It's a prank, bro. It's a social experiment.
In addition to all of that, family members noted that he had become more elusive in the past years, with a relative saying, I didn't even think he was still in New York. That is until you get a call probably from the hospital that he shot himself in the balls. So.
Oh. It was the testiculars. The doodle.
These are some reports that I'm getting.
Okay.
I don't know if that's actually... It was in the...
Groinal region.
The Bean and Frank's region. I just don't know if...
At least one of those was made a casualty of. The Beans or the Frank.
Or the Franks. He shot one of the Franks off. Now he only has one, unfortunately.
What do you mean?
Wait, you have two Franks?
You don't?
No!
Okay, that seems like a drastic overreaction to, I mean, pretty much everything.
Hold on, I'm going to get in trouble for peeing.
Let me get this gun off. Oh, officer, I clearly don't even have one of those.
It's gone.
Quick thinking is what it was. Okay, so... Whoa. Guess what? Here's a riddle for you. What is a thing, but also was submitted to us? It's an article.
Oh.
That's the answer.
I didn't get a chance to guess.
We got a submitted article this week. This one is a reprise or a return from our... We got a request from this person the last time, and that is Megan Dwyer.
Ooh.
Some close to the show may know that that's my fiance,
who what?
Has now submitted twice, and
what?
That's great. But to add some variety, so this is crazy, she submitted to me and said, hey, you should check this out.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. I proceeded to, quote, check this out. Dan... You also had the same article submitted to you.
I did, from another individual.
Now, by the way, folks. By the way. These are great. Use our contact form. It makes it feel official.
I guess so, yeah.
It makes me feel great pride, because I manage that. I mean, what very little effort I have to put into that, which is almost none.
I know.
But regardless, that is not what we're getting at here. Who submitted it?
That was Inbal Rejwan.
Ooh!
So thank you to you as well for your collaborative effort.
All right, so this is a double submission this week. This is a particularly stupid man in Michigan. Particularly stupid.
Wow, this is a doozy, yeah.
Yeah, it's taking a level of stupid higher than I previously had thought possible. So there's a new bar. I mean, you know, mark a little mark on my wall and know that now stupid is that high. So
or lower, I mean, depending lower, on
yeah,
your...
maybe lowered the bar.
Also, I'd like to point out this is kind of a part two to yeah. last week's
yes.
episode.
Yes, I don't yes, know if you that's right. Yeah, the yeah. spider related. Yeah, yeah. So, a Michigan man caused a blaze to erupt at a suburban Detroit gas station on Saturday when he saw a spider sitting by his fuel door, which is, of course, in non-British speak. That's known as. You know, your gas tank. Yeah, your fuel
Flip,
door.
Flippy,
flippy dippy,
doodle
tippy topple.
Yep.
So, there's a spider sitting by it, and he tried to set it on fire. Luckily, oh no flammable liquids were nearby, because he's at a gas station, so, you know.
You're safe.
You're safe. The man later admitted that he is extremely frightened of by arachnids, so he pulled out his lighter and attempted to burn it.
Why would that be your initial
Why
reaction?
Why not squish it?
Yeah!
Why not literally every single option known to man? Why would those not come first?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Literally any. In fact, even better than that is if you had taken your gas... Even better than lighting, trying to light it on fire and sprayed it with your gas, covering your car in gas, would still have been a better idea.
And safer.
Yeah, safer than trying to light it on fire, which just in all regards, not to mention incredibly dangerous, is also the least efficient way to kill a bug.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Have you ever been like in a situation like, oh, that bug is scaring me. I need to light
Get my
it on
lighter
fire.
Out. Yeah, and chase it around. Good Lord.
Maniac.
So employee on duty at the time, Susan Adams, kept calm and hit the gas automatic stop button and quickly called the center line fire department. See, so what happened is when he did this, the place went up in flames. The pump caught fire, the gas caught fire.
Right.
Big fire erupted.
Mm.
She called the fire department. The motorist, this Michigan man, unnamed at the time, at least for now, can be seen on the surveillance video at the Centerline Michigan gas station examining the gas tank, reaching into his pocket for the lighter. The video then shows flames erupting alongside of the car, the pump, and the pavement. Everything is on fire. Nothing is going well at this point in time. Yeah. Nothing is going well.
The only thing that would have gone well is if he had lit himself on fire.
Which would have been truly... A better idea.
Say, yeah. No. Now it won't get on me. I mean, that's the same kind of logic. Yeah.
I have a flame protection shield. No. I am impervious to all arachnids. The man grabbed a nearby fire extinguisher and managed to put out the flames before the firefighters arrived. Luckily, it didn't become way worse of an issue.
Yeah.
Good on Susan Adams for actually paying attention during her job and shutting off the pump. Because can you imagine... Can you even imagine if she had been, I don't know, in the bathroom?
Yeah.
You know, or, okay, so continuing to finish this up, later he admitted what he did, of course, saying he spotted a spider in the gas tank because he's afraid of them. And luckily no one was injured in this incident. However, this guy is exceptionally stupid. The chance of him listening to me saying this right now is infinitesimal. It's truly cosmically small. But if you are... You're an idiot. You're a truly stupid human being. And you know this. I know you know this.
Yeah, you, I mean, you, we can't, we couldn't have possibly been the first people to shame you.
No, good Lord, no. This is everywhere.
Yeah.
This is a grand monument to your stupidity is erected in the form of articles everywhere on this.
I didn't realize arachnophobia caused people to be so incredibly stupid and make these really
phobias,
stupid
I think you have to be a special you cannot be a particularly intelligent individual already if you react this way.
Yeah, I'm
at a gas station. I should use my lighter near open gasoline to light this spider on fire. Bad start, bad finish, bad form. You failed. Okay, Dan, third one this week.
Well, I have another submission.
Whoa.
I do.
What?
Yep.
That's two.
This is a big submission day.
All right. Nice. That's what I like to see. Folks, by the way, not to interject here, we love submissions. They're awesome.
We do.
And you can send all of those to three places. Let's list them all. Our Facebook page at Banner Box Radio. our website, bannerboxradio.com, on our contact us form. Just send them right through there. You know, it can be for your feedback, but it can also be to submit articles. Links go through. We're all good with that. And the third place is you can email us directly at bbr@bannerboxradio.com, and that'll get to me first, but both of us eventually.
At some point.
Yeah. So send those in.
So this submission was sent in by mi madre.
Okay. That's your mother for us English-speaking folks.
That's right. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that you spoke English. So this one, it's a good one.
How's she doing?
She's doing great. You know, I feel like she's a correspondent from Florida because she lives there.
She does live in Florida.
And so she gives me all the really great Florida articles.
She gets them firsthand.
She does, from like the local papers or whatever. She's probably scouring like, oh my God, look at what happened now. So this is one of those great stories. So a man decided he was going to hatch a plan to get out of a speeding ticket. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the plan derailed quickly, and he ended up with a much more heftier charge.
Much more heftier?
Yeah, I guess that's a little excessive to say much more heftier. Mm-hmm. That doesn't... A heftier charge.
Okay.
Let's correct that now. 52-year-old Floridian Julius Lupowitz was pulled over for exceeding the speed limit in West Melbourne. When the police officer turned his back on him, Lupowitz decided to get creative. So he dialed 911.
Hey, at least he's, you know, putting that art degree to use.
getting creative.
Yep.
How did you know he had an art degree?
You said creative.
That's true.
That's all I needed to hear.
To jump to that kind of conclusion.
I feel like I've known this man for years.
You have. He's been living in your closet.
What?
There's definitely someone... Okay, so this is him. This is him talking to the 911 dispatcher. He says, "There's definitely someone going to get shot. Please, please, Wingate and Hollywood, please." A man says on the 911 call released by officials, "There's a man with a gun. I see him looking at me, but I don't think he sees me on a cell or I'm on a cell phone. I swear I'm so scared I might get killed myself. Please."
Okay, that sounds terrifying.
Yes.
Okay.
And he did it in a much less calm voice, like I just did.
Yeah.
A much more...
he's screaming.
He's, yeah.
Or at least being loud.
To a degree. Yeah. You don't want to get caught.
Frantic. Frantic is the word.
Frantic. That is good. Other officers rushed to the location to respond. Unfortunately for Julius, the officer that had pulled him over just kept on keeping on. So...
Great.
In the process of the other officers rushing to the scene, the dispatchers identified the caller as a Julius Lupowitz. And the officer heard this over his police radio as he stood outside of the man's car.
Whoa. What? Am I missing something?
You must be.
Yeah.
So the man who got pulled over for a speeding ticket.
Yep. Oh, okay. No, we're good. I thought you said that they identified the man who called them as Julius Lupowitz.
They did.
Okay, so he's not the one going around with a gun.
No. Okay. This is all a big prank for him to get out of a speeding ticket. So he's like, I'm going to get, you know, that's him getting creative.
Well,
he's
I'm
like,
stupid. So continue.
He's just like, so when the police officer wasn't paying attention, calling him up. So they're like, yeah, this guy is a Julius Lupowitz. And he's like, wait a minute.
Yep.
That's this guy right here. So instead of facing a speeding ticket of like $200, he's now facing felony charges. For the fake call for 911.
So, what an idiot.
Good on you, man.
Tried.
You tried, but...
But you failed, and it was a serious gamble. Because if you failed, which he did...
You fail hard.
Yeah, you fail hard. So, you know, Florida. They raise the best and the brightest.
Florida,
I don't hate you. I hate your people. No, I don't hate anybody.
I love your tourist industry.
I'm a love-filled individual, but you do create some of the truly most incredibly stupid people. And for them, we thank them.
Well, it may not be Florida's fault. Maybe. It might be the people coming from other states.
Yeah, that's true. I'm making rash judgments and
maybe it's like a bug zapper and all the idiots are the moths and they're flying towards Florida.
Florida?
It's the bug zapper.
Because it's hot.
It's hot.
Sticky.
Mm.
Okay, so criminals are dumb and Florida's great. So next up, this is a real short one, but hits close to home for us. New Hampshire authorities are searching for a man who allegedly tried to steal several drills from a hardware store.
Oh.
Only to make chicken noises and run away.
That's makes sense.
New Hampshire.
Throws them off their
Come
game.
For the mountains. Stay for men running away like chicken. Chicken men. Stay for the chicken men.
Yep.
So employees at the Sears hardware store in Concord.
I've been there.
I have been to that Sears, and in fact, I was at that Sears 1 week ago.
Maybe you saw the chicken man.
1 week and a couple days. I went last Saturday to that exact Sears.
Did you see any
There was no odd behavior, no chicken man.
Oh. Good.
So employees there told police that the man had placed 4 DeWalt drills inside a shopping cart. He then tried to leave the store without paying for the drills. Quote, when store employees tried to stop this subject, he made what they described as chicken noises and fled on foot, leaving the drills behind. Can you imagine this scenario? Like, the guy's robbing things, like, hey, you can't leave without paying those. Just running out the store.
And just like, what do we do now?
It's that confusion tactic. Like, what was that? What do we do? I can imagine being an employee that happening and not having any idea how to react.
It's like, well, he left the stuff.
Well, here's the thing. He got away. They haven't caught him yet.
Oh, the chicken man is still at large?
The chicken man is at large. The drills are valued at approximately $900. The police statement describes the suspect as, quote, being between the ages of 25 and 35 years old. He appeared to be a white male wearing a black long-sleeve shirt and jeans, or possibly sweatpants. So now we've narrowed it down to all of New Hampshire.
Good.
He also appeared to be wearing some sort of flip-flop type shoes.
Which Great is a favorite. For running away.
Yeah, what I've heard is a favorite among fugitives and chicken men.
Well, it helps with the claws, you know, because it gives them some space.
It's a short article, but I included it because I like it, and that's the answer.
And it's from New Hampshire.
It is from New Hampshire. Here we are there, and here he is also here.
How about that emu? Remember the emu that was loose?
Yeah. Is it emu? I think it's emu.
Yeah.
Big giant bird.
Big giant bird.
Whom your cousin is deathly afraid of. Of all birds.
Of all birds.
But giant Godzilla-sized birds are life-shattering.
Actually, he said he's most afraid of chickens.
Wow. I love chickens. I grew up around chickens my entire life. I grew up around little tiny baby chickens. And,
yeah. I wonder how he would fare against a chicken man.
Half chicken, half man. A Chan.
That's got a Chan. I work with a guy named Chan.
Whoa, great. Yeah. Maybe he's the one.
He must be.
Take him in.
He's the chicken man.
He's the chicken man.
Chicken man Chan.
So not to totally go off topic, but do you remember old Batman?
You mean Adam West Batman?
Yeah. Original series Batman.
I remember some of it.
So there was this episode, speaking of combining words to make another, which I believe, if I'm not a complete idiot, it's called a portmanteau or something along those lines, where you take two words, combine them into one by shortening them in different ways. Anyway, it doesn't matter. In old Batman, there was this episode where this person, which I'll reveal to you later because it makes the story better, is stealing guns and hiding them on his submarine. He's taking them away and putting them on his submarine.
Hmm.
And I remember Commissioner Gordon calls Batman and Robin on the hotline.
Yeah.
And they're discussing this person that stole these weapons. And or that there is a rash of stealing, but someone connected to it. His name is, they refer to him as Mr. P. Engwin. And they're like, it's something to the effect of you don't think this Mr. Penguin could be the Penguin, do you? It's the most cheesy revelation.
Wow, Batman.
Mr. Penguin.
World's greatest detective,
world's
huh?
World's greatest detective. If you take the P and put it next to it, to Penguin, mystery solved.
enter a, like a 5-hour research montage.
Oh, let's see. Let's see. And not to, again, not to go even further out, Gotham is pretty good. The first two, that just popped up on Netflix.
Yeah,
first two episodes, shaky. The first episode, I would say, is terribly written. I think they were just trying to cram it in and be like, hey, guys, remember Batman? This show's Batman. Guys, look, it's Batman.
Remember Batman?
Remember Batman and Batman things? And they put it all into one. And now that we're like 9 episodes in, or it's pretty solid. So yeah. If you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix. Everyone owns Netflix. So.
And there's no Batman in it, though, is there?
Well, there's young Batman. There's young, Bruce, yeah, Wayne. Bruce Wayne. Bruce yeah. Wayne. No Batman yet. Anyway, good lord, that was a tangent. Go. Give me your last story.
Police responded to a call at Alfonza Lofton's home in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh.
As the police officer approached the door and knocked, Alfonso opened the door and splashed urine from a liter bottle at the officer.
Pee twice this week, huh?
Yeah, pee twice. pee liter. And proceeded to barricade himself in his home for several hours. According to the Palm Beach Post, police are describing the urine as a, quote, deadly weapon.
Ah!
As urine has been known to cause respiratory infections and permanent bodily harm.
And, as a doctor's note, it's quite ucky.
It's ucky deuce.
It's really gross. So that causes me bodily harm.
Makes me squinch. Nobody knows where the urine originated from, if it was from him or some animal, maybe. I don't know. But apparently the man had stockpiled it a bit, because after unsuccessfully trying to get Julius to open the door again, or I'm sorry, I don't... Alfonso, sorry.
Not Julius. He's in the last story.
Yeah, he didn't have nothing to do with this. The police kicked the door in and then stun gunned the guy.
Ooh, good start.
Not before he hit them with more urine, because he threw the
a super soaker filled with it.
He had a lot of urine stocked up. He threw the bottle with the remaining urine in it at all the officers.
That'd be really gross. You know those little, those like super duper cheapo dollar store water guns that aren't actually guns? Are the ones that you fill with liquid and then it's a single pump and it pushes it all out. It's just like a big tube basically with a handle.
Yeah.
Can you imagine filling one of those with urine and doing, because they don't ever shoot in a straight line. They just spray haphazardly
like
everywhere. Just spray in a cone.
Well, I'll tell you this much. I can't imagine it because it's been already done. I did it.
Oh.
I did it to, you know, everybody.
Everyone.
When they were sleeping.
I mean, why do criminals or robbers use real weapons when they could use those things full of pee-pee?
I honestly
don't know.
Too.
You get them all grouped up, spray them down, they are done. They are way too grossed out to fight back.
They hit the ground and they start puking. So police say he threw the remaining pee bottle at them and then grabbed a canine officer by the head. He was arrested on 2 counts of aggravated battery on a police officer, as well as 2 counts of resisting an officer with violence.
Touching the puppies, you know?
Touching the puppies.
What a dick.
I don't think they were puppies, probably.
Oh, they're always puppies.
You terrible police officers.
You get your
send in the puppies!
You're getting the pee-pee for my puppies!
But that's what I had. So what do you got?
What I got is to say that guy's gross.
He is gross?
And don't hurt the puppies.
Yeah.
Let's finish it up. This is the last one for the week, and I'm sad already because we're winding it down, but this is some legislative, not necessarily legislative, but bureaucratic nonsense.
Okay.
An 8-year-old girl received a 1-day suspension from her Southern New Jersey public elementary school. Before I go on, what are reasons people get expelled or are suspended when you are 8 years old? Give me some reasons. Any reason that an 8-year-old would be suspended.
Causing, I don't know, like, damage to the property somehow.
That's one. That's reasonable. They're kids. They do dumb things.
Yeah. Getting into some violent fight with
another
child.
That's another one. That's another acceptable. Anything else? Violence to others. Violence to things. Those are really the two
defecating
crimes.
Defecating on the walls.
Yeah, but I mean, that's still damage to property.
Okay,
right?
Yeah,
these
that's
are the
true.
Two main things that an 8-year-old can do, right? They're just simple.
And poorly, probably.
Poorly, because they're little. Here's why she got suspended. She was suspended for wearing a shirt that was the wrong shade of green. That's real.
That's inexcusable.
That's, honestly, she deserved to be expelled. Completely shunned from the state, had to move, go to a new school.
Probably leave the country.
At least. So the girl's mother tells some news station, WTXF-TV,
ooh,
that Winslow Township Elementary School, number 4, they number
they
their schools out there,
them?
Apparently, yeah, sent her daughter home Tuesday for wearing a Kelly Green polo shirt, which was deemed in violation of the Camden County School's dress code. The school's dress code specifies that shirts and blouses may only be white, navy, or dark green. Here's why I gotta draw the line. I saw the picture. Green is in the word, right? So green's solid, dark green. I don't even know what Kelly Green looks like. Green is green.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Good Lord. I saw the picture. It's lighter than dark green, but we're not talking lime. And also, in the grand scheme of things, calm thy memories, okay? This is ridiculous, right?
Yeah, really.
Different shades of green is absolutely nonsense. This is an 8-year-old elementary school kid. This is not the time to be beating in forced establishment, your green is not the right color, I'm sorry you failed this round, kind of nonsense. So she gets suspended, and the Winslow Township School's code dress says, dress code says, school attire can influence a pupil's behavior and potentially impact the academic environment, because you definitely don't want to have too many differing varieties of green. Yeah. Too much.
I know. There you is know? Only one true color.
There is only one true color here in Camden School. So this is, it made me mad. Like, it made me irrationally mad that that's how they basically respond to this. They're like, oh no, it was fine because it could have influenced a pupil's behavior and potentially impacted the academic environment. Yes, because the wrong shade of green is a truly cataclysmically and world-ending process. In fact, what they do when we get into elections and we start choosing our president, they go ahead and eliminate the ones that didn't wear the right shade of blue or red. If they're, you know, not a nice classy baby blue or, you know, powder blue or a nice
corn
cherry red, then you're out. You're done. I mean, that's it. If we can determine here, it's cool to use that same thing for presidents, right?
Yeah.
Right? Let's just beat that mentality into an 8-year-old.
Yeah. They need to know.
So to finish this up, other parents have reported that their children were suspended for wearing wrong colored shirts as well. Great, so it's more than one. The girl's mother called the suspension a little ridiculous. It is so much more than a little ridiculous. It is absolutely nonsensical. And, what do I even want to say about this? I think I've said all that can be said. It's dumb. It's very dumb.
It's a stupid school.
It really is.
Who wants to go there?
Who?
Not me.
Not, well... You wouldn't need to. You're not
because
eight.
I can't revert back to an 8-year-old self. So
if you could, that'd be a crazy ability.
Let me just try. I'll try again tomorrow.
No. Okay. Well, I think that's all that can be said about that story. Do you agree?
I agree. That it's ridiculous. And
nothing needs to really be said.
Yeah, you're right. But you still said it.
I did. I said plenty. I was fired up. But, folks, that's going to wrap it up for this week. I try not to do this often, but I'm going to do it real quick to push it out because it needs to be said. We put our updates on Facebook. Go there if you want to know exactly when a show is posted. Dan and I have spoken, and it looks like we're actually going to be trying to push out shows Tuesday mornings from now on. How about them who's a what's it? So that's going to be the new schedule. Tuesday morning is when you will get it. It will be up sometime around 6:30, 7 o'clock, or you know, somewhere around there. So right before your morning commute, it should actually be better for everybody. So Tuesday mornings is when they're coming out.
Unless your commute's like super early.
In which like case, mine. Yeah, that's unfortunate. But two, send us your emails, please, at bbr@banterboxradio.com. You can do whatever you want there. You can ask us questions. You can submit stuff there. Or if you want to do it all official-like, send it through our contact form on banterboxradio.com. As always, we appreciate all the feedback you can give us. It is what makes this show what this show is, and we will continue doing better things the more you tell us why we suck.
That makes sense.
Or send us messages saying you think we're pretty cool. That's cool too. But regardless, Dan, that's all for this week.
And remember, Officials in Portland, Oregon drained 8 million gallons of water from a reservoir in 2011 because a Buzz 21-year-old peed in it.
Thanks for joining us.